deliberately blocking humanitarian assistance at any point, they can apply this law. That's right.
Brett Murphy, we want to thank you for being with us. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for ProPublica. We'll link to your new article, Israel Deliberately Blocked Humanitarian Aid to Gaza. Two government bodies concluded. Antony Blinken rejected them. And this update from the streets of New York. 25 protesters have been arrested outside the United Nations ahead of Prime Minister Netanyahu's arrival to address the UN on Friday. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hello, 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 my little dopamine bunnies, and welcome to another episode of
The Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we're bringing you a special themed episode of Beat Banter based on one of Sarah's recent experiences. Do you want to explain what we're talking about?
So, like, I went skydiving, like, I jumped out of a plane, like, 10,000 feet or, like, whatever. Like, it wasn't a big deal, like, at all.
Everyone cheer, everyone clap. When Sarah sent me the, she did not tell me she was skydiving. So I
didn't tell anyone.
I get this ominous group chat made, and I'm like, what is this? And then she sends, like, a video and five photos of her jumping out of a plane, and I actually was, like, about to lose my mind.
When I showed up that day, like, there was an ambulance because someone broke both their ankles landing.
What the hell?
But yeah, like, I jumped out of a plane, and the worst part is I was supposed to go with Haley, who is like my roommate at Queens, and because she's also in Vancouver, and so she was the one who like planned it all, and like we all paid our deposit, and then like she got sick, so it was me and this guy I've met twice. So obviously now we're like, now we're super tight because like we literally just jumped out of a plane together. But like,
love that.
Also, like, the guy who I was, like, tandem diving with was just, like, watching Instagram Reels, like, on the plane right up. But, like, I guess he's getting that really good service.
That would stress me out. I'm like, bro, focus. Like, my life is in your hands. Like,
I didn't realize until after I saw the video, but we were, like, spinning. Apparently, like, that's not supposed to happen. You can, like, see my leg just going, like, 360.
That's actually crazy.
That's, like, the theme. And
yeah, so the theme is music for skydiving. So Sarah sent the video and it had this like crazy music, like royalty free dubstep, like electronic music. So I think that's the vibe that we went for. But I also, my songs kind of tell a story. Like I was trying to like think about songs that you would want to hear when you're like ascending, songs that you would want to hear when you're
fall.
Like, exactly. Yeah. In free fall. So we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll go first. So let's start with like, okay, in my opinion, I feel like the free fall is like the more chill part. Like it's still crazy, but like you're kind of in awe. Like you don't get like the pit drop thing because like your dopamine is so high.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off like a little bit minute with The Banshees of Tokyo by yours truly. And then a Canadian fave, Black Sheep by Metric. And that's just like the beginning. Like you're still like not realizing that you're actually jumping out of a plane or like maybe spinning, you know, just like regular.
Love that. So we'll be playing those tunes.
Let me, do you want me to do it? Okay, go.
She ate.
Danny.
Yeah, let me check it the fake. Yeah, I'm gonna burn you at the stake. Eating her cheese like Oka. Feel the way you act like Loka. Getting so high like Coca. The squid with honey.
Come on, where's my money?
She my pants like Soma.
So good, he's in a coma.
Someone call his mama.
Mommy!
Time to pull my hand's eye. Draw it in my left eye. Come grind on my thigh.
Hada,
from me like Amity.
Farm to table, my pepsi.
Born and raw, eco-friendly.
Vision attack like Brokeback.
On my taint like Attack.
I really leave on my side.
Saving on beef like Taco. Flip long like Queso.
Hit up the ball for my hoe.
Then I went home all
alone.
3 geese, 6 out of 7 seagulls, and this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
You just listened to The Banshees of Tokyo by Churning Butter and Black Sheep by Metric on CFRC.
Period. I mean, the first song we can't even talk about because, like, we're too involved, so it would be morally compromising for us to discuss. But it's a classic. We'll just say
it's
that.
It's a cult classic. Like, do you think it'll be, like, a cult classic? Like, the teens, the 20 years would be like, yeah. Guys, like, my mom just showed me this band.
Dude, we got written about in...
Is this the first time we're talking about this? This happened like 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah. So Churning Butter is like a joke band that we made, and then it became a serious band.
Think yourself, it's not a joke.
You're right. But then we got an article written about us in a Salt Lake City local magazine because they thought we were from Salt Lake City, Utah, but we're not.
Only because our location says we're from Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Utah. I jokingly put us as Salt Lake City, and I felt really bad about it. But it's okay. We got the press. We got the
review
publicity.
Was, like, pretty good.
Yeah. And then Black Sheep, we've already played, I think, before too, right? I think in our first episode, I feel like. I think our first episode was Metric and Billy Woods, right?
Oh, we already played Metric, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, maybe we didn't play that song. But, I mean, classic, Scott Pilgrim, you know, that's what I think about first when I hear it.
Yeah, I feel like I really wanted to play, we needed some Canadian songs, but I really wanted to play the Threshold 8-bit song for the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack, like the... Mm-hmm. The like electronic
the chip
music.
Tune, yeah.
By like I think his name's like Ryan LeBaron or something, but he's just not Canadian. But like also that song would be like great in combination with Black Sheep in the ascending times.
Okay, so I'm gonna play my songs. So the first song I'm gonna be playing is called Pad Song by this artist Amaii. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's pretty good. This is the song for like when you're flying up there. It's kind of like anxious and like a little scary and nerve-wracking. So that's kind of the vibe. And then for like when you're waiting outside, like looking down, but you're still inside the plane, I'm going to be playing Flyway by Caro Caro Benito.
Okay, perfect.
Let's hear them tunes.
To find you, you're the love I think about. Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
You just listened to Pad Song by Amy and Flyway by Cara Carbonito on CFRC Radio. Sarah, what did you think of those two?
Okay, so like the first one, why was the baby singing? Like, who let the like child sing? But yeah, the beat dropping was good. Yeah. I feel like that one is actually like midway, it's like leading up, and then you're like waiting up, like you're like on off the side of the plane, and then when the beat drops and the baby starts singing, then that's when you're jumping. That's like the first
Okay. See, that's the thing is, you have the experience. I had to just mentally imagine what it would be like.
No, it's okay. We can do it when you come here.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be awful.
Flyway is so good.
So good.
It's so good. That one I think is like, I don't know, maybe also the free fall. I feel like the only scary part is like when you're waiting in the plane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm taking notes.
This sounds like so bad, but like I was like low-key like not scared at all. Like the second we got on the plane and started flying up, I was like, this is chill. Even though like it was six of us in like a prop plane the size of the backseat of a Volkswagen Golf. Like we were like on top of each other. Like I was sitting on the guy's lap.
Oh my God. No, but that's the thing, is like I have such a bad fear of heights, like I could not do this. So
yeah. But the lyrics of Flyway are so good. Like look at the sky and spot the green, like yeah. Climb high. Like it's so
Exactly.
Amazing, okay. Amazing. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, Sarah, it's back to you. What are your next two bangers for us?
Back to you. What do you have? Okay. So the next one I have is this song by Machine Girl.
Ooh.
I should probably look up what the title actually is. I'll look it up and say after.
Yeah.
What the translated like, title
it's in
actually
Japanese.
Is.
I think I looked it up, it was like Urumaki or something like that.
I'll look up what it means after.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming to Vancouver and I've been listening to them a lot lately. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then the next one, which is like more of a chill one for like when you're like, when the parachute's out and you're gliding, is Answer by Come Girl 8.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my tune.
Okay, let's play out.
Radio, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Join us each week as Queen's Law Pro Bono Radio discusses interesting and off-center legal topics and aims to make discussions about the law more accessible to you.
Pro Bono Radio is produced by the students at the Queen's University Faculty of Law.
Established in 1957, Queen's Faculty of Law has long been the school of choice for law students in Canada, thanks to its preeminent reputation for both academic excellence and community spirit.
For more information, visit us at probonoradio.com.
You just listened to Uzumaki by Machine Girl and Answer by Come Girl 8
on CFRC.
Let's go. Two bangers, back to back, back to back.
Okay, so the Machine Girl song title means like whirlpool or like vortex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's how you feel when you jump out of a plane.
Yeah. That's me when I was spinning and I was not supposed to be spinning.
Yeah.
He
was playing Beyblades in the sky. So love that.
I was the Beyblade. Like God was playing Beyblades and I was the Beyblade.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like, what if we just like bumper carts like up here? Like what if we just like push each other?
Yeah, that'd be cute. That'd be fun. Definitely no consequences. And Answer by Come Girl 8, I mean, it's like a really noisy, gritty song.
Yeah.
But it works.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be playing my next two. So this is the song for Free Fall. It's Aquatic Ambience by David Wise, also known as the underwater level music in Donkey Kong. I just thought this is very like serene, peaceful, like this is what it feel like to be in Free Fall. And then the song when the parachute like gets and you get snatched.
Ejected.
You
know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Is going to be Thumbsucker by Soul Glow. So I'll play them now.
Play them too.
Thank you.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
You just listened to Aquatic Ambience by David Wise and Thumbsucker by Soul Glow. Sarah?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So Aquatic Ambience is not what it feels like to refi at all. If someone played that, I would like eject myself from like the tandem diver immediately.
Oh my god. The thing is, like, okay, that's the thing, is, like, you're coming here with, like, lived experience, and, like, me, as someone who has not had the lived experience that you have, it's really, like
you can have it just jump out of, like, the V-rail, like, same.
Roaches!
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. The second song is, like, what your brain is, like, I don't know, the second song was good.
The second song is just...
The second song is for the people, is like making fun of the people who were too scared to do it.
Yeah, like, so me.
When I went, they were like, oh, it was this one girl's like 30th birthday or something. She brought all her friends. And then in the plane, she started like hyper, like ventilating, crying. She's like, I can't do this. So she like went back down and she didn't do it.
Honestly, that would be me though.
Thumbsucker's for her.
That would be me. So Thumbsucker is also for me.
No, at that point, like, you paid too much money and you've like invested too much time. Like, we had to drive to like Nanaimo.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like, this is an experience. This is, like, this is a lot of money.
Yeah, and, oh, you just think they do that, like, volunteers?
No, I thought you just pull up and they're like, okay, dump your body off the plane.
Well, dump your body. If you're going to a place that's free, like, they are dumping your body,
Yeah, period.
Amazing. Aquatic Ambience is so interesting. I, like, agree that it's part of the experience, though. Like, it's somewhere, I definitely think.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there. It's just hard to verbalize.
It's like somewhere in there. It's like in between the pages. It's like, you know, it's mm-hmm, there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Sarah,
I feel like that's the sound of like recalling your experience.
Okay, that's the memory of it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's deep. That's deep. Mm-hmm. So Sarah, what are your final two songs that you want to share with us today?
My final two songs. I feel like it wouldn't be a good experience if there wasn't like underscores playing. I feel like that's like, you know,
underscores. Like, Underscores is low-key my goat. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. She's like awesome.
So in honor of like the new version of the album, I'm playing Locals.
Love.
Gabby Star, that version. Amazing. And then my last song, and when I picked this song, it gave me an idea for another episode, but The Dare has been playing nonstop. Like, I just can't with The Dare if I'm talking about, like, girls with, like, hairy, like...
Girls has low-key, like...
No, but, like, his line in, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, girls with hairy roaches, so much they clog the drain, like...
When we say roaches, by the way, if you hear roaches in an episode, that means we swore accidentally and we had to censor it with Nicki Minaj saying roaches, so...
Yeah. So, the song I chose is I Destroyed the Disco, because I think it's just, like, that's, like, after everything that's happened, it's, like, good vibes.
It's good vibes.
But that song made me realize, like, there's so many, like, parallel songs from different artists from, like, so many different times. We should, like, do an episode where we talk about, like, parallel songs. Like, I Destroyed the Disco is the parallel song to Dead Disco by Metric. Like, it's talking about that same thing. It's border, like, it's, like, I don't want rock, I don't want pop, like, I don't want all of it. Like, it's the same song.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's, like, cousin. Same thing as, like, Girls is the same as, like, Boys.
Yeah. Okay, wait, we should actually do that. And we should also do an episode with covers, I feel like, with, like, original song and then cover.
But, like, the more there's so many parallel songs that are talking about the same thing, like, in such similar ways. And I'm like, this is crazy. But they're completely different songs. Yeah. But, like, I love that. So that's my last two songs.
Yeah, so let's play them.
Machinery. Catharsis. Ragtag. Transcendent. Slaps. Tryhard. High strung. Neurotic. Blue cross. Golden arches. Pearly gates. Supermarket. Interstate. Fence. Domestic. Citizens arrest. Tuesday name. Gas station. Phantom pain. Art therapist. Shell white. Parking garage. Detail. Micropolitic. Private property. Killing point. Agenda. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Good luck. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Good luck. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Good luck. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Good luck. Body, legs, slash, skin, bones in your left arm. Body, legs, slash, skin, bones in your left arm. Body, legs, slash, skin, bones in your left. I've done the questionnaire like 700 times to get the same results as my friend. We've been inseparable since 2009. She just doesn't know about it yet. Can you feel? And you luck. I've done the questionnaire like never in my life, but I've got a 10-foot pole. And if I could, I'd poke her with it right between the eyes. May God rest her soul. Can you feel?
Yeah. of the town. It's a dark, 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 dark. Baby, I'm delusional. Big, 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 big. It's the talk of the town. It's the talk of the town. Baby, I'm delusional. Big, 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 big. It's the talk of the town. It's the talk of the town.
I break records, glasses, faces. Kick the whole world in the teeth with my untied laces. Face it, you'll never reach my level, so don't chase it. Save it. Wait, does anyone know where the base is? I put them all on suicide watch, now stop. Got them working overtime, check the clock. Rock hard, why stop? Don't, no, I don't care. What's a blogger to a rocker? What's a rocker to the dare?
I destroyed this girl.
Disco missiles blowing up the club from New York to San Francisco. It goes with me wherever I wanna. Blow my head off on the search for Nirvana.
I destroyed disco. I destroyed disco.
Listen to Locals by Underscores and Gabby Start, and I destroyed the disco by The Dare.
Bangers, bangers, bangers. I mean, bangers. Do I need to say more about Locals by Underscores featuring Gabby Start? Like, it's nothing. A classic.
It's literally a classic.
I was saying that her song Stupid, Can't Run From the Urge, is probably my song of the year. Like, I actually, I can't
is
even...
Is it your song of the summer?
Not even the summer of the year. Like, I think Brat is right now my album of the year, maybe tied with the new JPEG Mafia album. But, like, that song is so addictive. It's, like, I don't know what she put in it. But, yeah, so good. And then, The Dare.
I think Girls Like This is one of my favorite songs from the original album. And so, like, I just, like, love this version, too.
And then The Dare.
Oh my god, is Stupid the one I put on your CD for your birthday? Is that why you said that?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, I was very flattered when Sarah gave me my birthday CD mix. I was like, wait.
Everyone who's listening, Jesse, like, DM Aiden and say how much you love him.
Oh.
Happy birthday, my sweet baby angel. Happy 13th birthday, baby girl.
Okay.
8th grade has never treated you better.
Okay, chill. I'm like in 9th grade now, so that's really messed up. The Dare.
Yeah.
Fire.
I like love this EP so much. And then like I looked up a photo of his face and I was like, oh my god, this all makes sense.
I'm like, yeah. He looks like he would make this type of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he loves girls with degrees and girls who go on killing sprees.
Yeah.
Like
girls who hate cops and buy guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so do I. So, yeah, I'll play my final two songs. So my last two are going to be two Canadian ones. So this song is for when you land and you say bye to... what's the name of the guy who's, like, tethered to you?
You're like tandem diver.
Yeah, you say bye to your tandem diver and you're like, thank you for this experience, and you walk back. I'm going to be playing Avril Lavigne's My Happy Ending. So, fire. And then the song that is in the video that they send you, I'm going to be playing. Yeah.
This is the song that like the software auto-generates to put over top of the video.
Well, this is not actually the song, but this is like a song that's in the same vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Heart 123 by Sizzy featuring Kamo. Kamo is Canadian. Shout out. So, yeah, those are going to be the songs I play.
It's not like we're dead. Was it something I did? Was it something you said? Don't leave me hanging in a city so dead. Held up so high on such a breakable thread. You were. We'll be right back.
You just listened to My Happy Ending by Avril Lavigne and Heart 123 by Sizzy featuring KMO on CFRC Radio. Yeah,
the Avril Lavigne song is so accurate because, like, the walk away when you're still wearing like 40 like pounds of like gear and you're just like,
yeah, exactly. And then I imagine you salute to the guy, you know what I'm saying?
I like gripped Armando and like gave him a hug. I was like, thank you so much,
Armando. And then, yeah, the Sizzy song, I mean,
amazing. It does sound like a Kid Laroi with what EDM at the beginning.
That is so dark for me. But
that one's, I wish they put that on top of the video instead. Yeah.
Also, that song is actually really good. Like, I think the hook is so catchy. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, I guess that's it for our episode today about skydiving. So.
Next week it's Aiden's experience skydiving, so he can give a first hand
like, oh my god, is there a skydiving place in Kingston? That'd be so much like you dive directly into Vic Park. Like
what, like how high could you go? Like 3,000 feet? Like, yeah, your whole, like, you're free falling into CFRC. Like, how do you think you get to CFRC? Like,
you free fall into the lake.
No, do you know like how the top of like Jackson Hall is like flat? Like, that's where you land.
Oh my god, on campus.
And that's so why funny. There's actually like that ladder that goes down. It's okay, for like all the skydivers.
Yeah. Fire. Love that.
Next week.
So yeah, I guess thank you everybody for listening to this very special episode of Beat Banter. The only show. Bye.
Beat Banter.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shay, please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est La Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45